Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And apparently the team has sent out a questionnaire to some of its season ticket holders, maybe all of them, asking that, among other things, asking whether or not the Dirty Bird ought to come back. Back in 1998, Jamal Anderson, who had a phenomenal year that year and that incredible run towards the Super Bowl, started dancing this Dirty Bird thing that he did, I guess, in college at Utah, he and O.J. Santiago, and it caught on. It was the big dance, you know, kind of flap your wings like a chicken and, you know, strut around. It was called the Dirty Bird, right? And some of the fans really, I mean, it was a big thing in town, no question. They were doing the Dirty Bird. But do you think you can capture the past again? Is that something you can bring just automatically back?
You know what? When I was looking at this story and I was reading through it, I honestly thought it was the mascot. I thought the mascot, they were talking about bringing back the mascot.
Oh, not Freddy the Falcon?
Well, yeah, I thought Freddy, I was like, wait, that's what got me confused. Oh, wait a minute. Is there a different mascot than Freddy? Like the Dirty Bird mascot? I thought it was a Dirty Bird mascot.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? Because the more I thought about it, I was like, okay, are you bringing back Jamal Anderson? Are you bringing him back?
No.
I think that is something that's specific to that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a mascot or something, I would say yes. But what are you going to do? You're going to make Julio Jones, when he scores a touchdown, you're going to make him do the Dirty Bird?
I mean, I know Julio's done it. But
is it going to be like a mandatory touchdown?
No, but see, I mean, I wouldn't mind. If they hadn't asked, okay, and Julio or somebody had done it, Calvin Ridley had done it this year, and it kind of re-caught on, I wouldn't have minded it if it would have been organic. You know what I'm saying?
I would probably ask the question, in what capacity?
You know?
Because I think most people think of the Dirty Bird as a dance.
It is a dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would have to ask the Atlanta Falcons, are you talking about like another mascot? Or are you talking about,
right, I guess, you know what I mean? Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because that was something that was special to that time period. I remember that.
Because
that was the year, that was the Super Bowl run.
Right.
That was Super Bowl run year. And I remember when all that went down, because I think we played – I mean, we came down here and played Atlanta. And I remember him doing the dance all over the place. I think when they scored the last touchdown, because it was a low-scoring game. But, yeah, that's an era. That is an era.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I thought. I mean, if they hadn't asked and it had just sort of been organic, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. The team needs to come up with its own identity. It cannot be done by a survey. It can't be done by – you know, somebody like Dan Quinn saying, you got to do this. The Brotherhood was organic. It's got to be organic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think the reason why and that's why I have so many questions about this survey, because it's kind of hard. I didn't see it. We're going off of what we heard in the Falcoholic, and it's asking people, do they want to bring the Dirty Bird back? I would ask, in what capacity?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we mean? Are we going to have a different mascot? Are we going to put what? A gold tooth on Freddy the Falcon.
Are we going to change the uniforms? Are we going to go back to the black uniforms?
Yeah.
You know?
What are we going to do? What are we going to do with Freddy the Falcon? We're going to make him wear a hat to the side. Who knows? That's the question that I would ask.
Mm-hmm. You know, and right. And I mean, and I know that some of the people on the Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line are saying stuff like, you know, yes or no, don't bring back the Dirty Bird. One person said, you got to bring back the black uniforms, which I would almost agree with. They're not my favorite uniforms. I'm a red hat guy. Okay. I'm a red hat Falcon guy. But I can understand why, if you're going to do the Dirty Bird, they got to look like the Dirty Birds, which, you know, give me the silver britches. Let's start there, and then we'll go from there. And so with the Falcons now, it's got to be organic. Whatever this team's identity is, my point to you is I think this team is no longer, and I don't know that they'll listen to me at Flowery Branch, I don't think it's Rise Up, and I don't think it's – I'm not – I mean, if it's Brotherhood, that's fine. But I don't – this team needs its own thing. They need something new.
I didn't have a thought process on Rise Up. I think that's Rise Up is here to stay. that's one of those ones, John, that's just here to stay. Brotherhood, that's the one that I think kind of is rubbing people the wrong way, because after the fall at the Super Bowl, we bought back into the Falcons, and it didn't kind of go the way we wanted to.
Right.
And then the carryover was the following year we just had. It didn't work out. So I think some people are kind of tired of the brotherhood a little bit.
So I hope they come up with their own, and it's got to be organic, and it's got to come from the guys. The Dirty Bird came from the guys. The Bob Squad came from the guys. Grit Splits came from the team. It wasn't out there and market tested with the fans. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, because you can't force it on the team. The team's got to have its own identity. When the chop happened for the Braves, it was organic. It was Dion. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.